Hi, my name is Pat, and Jesus Christ is my Savior and my Lord. And I'd like to do a commentary on day 55. The Bible verse is from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 7, verse 6, and it reads, "For you are a people holy to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you out of all the peoples on the face of the earth to be his people, his treasured possession." And that's Deuteronomy 7, verse 6. And the name of the topic today is belonging to God. The reading comes from the book of Deuteronomy, and we have not finished, hasn't been that long since we read of Deuteronomy. Some people call Deuteronomy the second law. It's again the reiteration of what the law is. And you know that God chose Abraham, and from Abraham he chose a people, and these people were going to form a nation. And that nation, through that nation, the chosen Messiah was going to come, the one who was going to come to save the world. Because since Adam and Eve sinned, the world had been, you know, indefinitely in need of a Savior. So these people were on their way to the promised land, and Moses was the chosen leader of the ones of the people. And over the time that they were traveling to the promised land, they made a lot of mistakes. One of the biggest mistakes that they made was their disbelief in what God had told them. God had told them, you know, that he was going to be with them. And in fact, he not only told them that, he showed them that, because as they were walking from Egypt, because they had been slaves in Egypt, God had done, before that time, he had done 10 great miracles that not only convinced them that they were the people of God, they convinced those Egyptians as well, and they let them go to the land of promise, on the way to promise. But on the way to the land of promise, they made a big mistake. And that big mistake was that when they came, it was time for them to go over, really. They decided, okay, let's send 10 spies to scout out the land to see. Okay, so they sent 10 spies over. When the spies came back, they told them how beautiful the land was, but also that the people who were occupying the land were huge. They were big people. And how were they going to do it? Well, that was the report of 8 of the people. 2 of the people said, "Wait a minute. God told us that we were going to be able to do this, so we're going to be able to do it." It was the ones who followed the 8 people who said that it wasn't going to be able to get done. They grumbled and they cried and they whatever, and God punished the adults in those that group by telling them that anyone over the age of 21, they were not going to go into the promised land. And so they had to wait until all those people died. So they wandered around in the promised land for, you know, near 40 years while those people died off. And now in Deuteronomy, it's time for the people, the offspring of those people, the children of the people, to go over into the promised land. And so Moses is reiterating with these young people what to do and what not to do. And what he's telling them in this particular verse, he says that you're chosen. You know, you're chosen. You're a holy people, meaning that you have been set apart for the things of God. You're holy. And he spoke to those people, and it's in our Bible, so that God can remind us he has spoken to us in that same way. We are believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. We were chosen to know who he is. We were given grace and faith to accept him as our own. And as they said to the people in the old covenant, the Lord your God has chosen you out of all the people on the face of the earth to be his people. When I remember the great length that was God, you know, given for me to have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, I don't want to take it lightly. I cannot take it lightly. And I am treasured by him. He needs me, actually. He needs me to tell people about him, to point people to him, just like people pointed me to him. And this is, again, one of the messages I want to keep reiterating. Stay out of the food so that you can do the work excellently for the Lord. Not, you know, half-handedly for the Lord, and not, you know, every once in a while, you know, okay, Lord, I'll work for you now, but not right now. You know, I'm going to take me a little break, and I'm just going to eat, you know, differently than what you have shown me that I need to do in order to keep walking and not going backwards. Nah, I'll take a little break. And I will say in encouragement to you, the temptation to go backwards, whether the backwards is with the food or whether the backwards, maybe you're already abstinent and you're going backwards in terms of laziness. You're lazy. Meh. You know, I'm just going to spend all day on the couch and I'm going to look at Netflix, you know, all day long on the couch. You know, or maybe, you know, you are, you know, forgetting who you are and you are running after a new false god. A new false god of money. You know, that we got to have enough money. And that means that we work ourselves to the bone. Or maybe, you know, you are born again and you're forgetting who you are. You're abstinent, you're not eating the food, but you are into bitterness and hatred and divisiveness. Because people, again, I've said this over and over again, no human being is my adversary. My adversary is spiritual. And so when I forget, because I can forget as quick as you, that, you know, a person or people are not my, they're not my enemy. I don't fight them anymore. I love them. And if they do something unloving to me, then I need to pray to not take the bait of Satan and not lose sight of what I have been called to do. I have been called to bring the good news into the lives of people today. Those who don't know the Lord, I am to show them the Lord. Those who do know the Lord, I am to remind them of what they have already come to know. And in this ministry, that reminder also includes staying out of the food. Staying out of the food. Because it's going to hinder that process of spreading the good news. It will hinder it. It will hinder it. And because one of the things I can tell you about the food is that when a person is in the food, their behavior changes. Whether they see it or not, their behavior changes. If they know they're doing the wrong thing, they will feel shame and guilt. They know the Lord, they will. They'll feel that shame and that guilt. And we are not to have that shame and guilt because we're, you know, there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And so that means that in the very moment that we're in right now, have we made up our mind that for today, one day at a time, we are not going to get into the food today, because this is what this ministry focuses on, that particular sin, to set up the food. I want you to, you know, if you hear me, look in the mirror. Have you decided that you are going to stay squeaky clean for Jesus today? Have you decided that? No one else can make that decision. And have you decided that you're going to do it for Him? That you're going to do it for Him, because that will help. As I was reading in the First Kings today, we can limp between two places. We can limp between acting like we don't know the truth about Jesus and His salvation, and the world. You know, we can limp between those things. We can act as if we don't know what God has called us to do. But I don't want to do that today, because the way that God has called me is so much better. I mean, it's hands down better. I am learning to walk with Him, and I'm learning to love Him, and I'm very grateful to love Him more and more each day. And so I don't want to forget my primary purpose is to bring people to know the Lord Jesus Christ, and I cannot do that if I am running behind a false God. If I'm running behind a false God, it doesn't happen. But let me pray, and then I'm going to find out who's on besides Lynn. Thank you, Lynn, for doing that reading. And then we will pray for one another. But let me pray. Father, thank you so much that you've chosen us. We were lost. We didn't know about salvation. You chose us, Lord. And we're thankful for that. And we do not want to lose our way today by getting into some falseness, some false God. Help us to walk upright and godly, Lord. Convict us of any desire that's sinful, Lord. And we pray also to be excellent witnesses for you. Lord, help us to take on that character of Jesus Christ. He says, I am meek and humble in heart, and you'll find rest for your soul. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Father, I pray. Amen and amen. I wanted to ask you if you could unmute or hit the star key and the one key that will unmute you. I know that Lynn is here, and I thank you very much, Lynn, again, for